Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Amidst all the dramatic headlines about the rebel advances in Libya, two things are clear. Firstly, that the rebel forces still have a very limited offensive punch. Libyan government units seem to have dissolved in front of them rather than being defeated in battle. Secondly, the retreat of the Libyan government forces has been caused by the damage they have sustained from the air. We do not know how extensive the air attacks have been, but they clearly have dented the Libyan government forces' morale. Continuing air attacks will reach a point where they are no longer ensuring the protection of civilians, but aiding the offensive operations of the rebels. Some might argue that point has already come. Inevitably, this will cause strains within NATO. No wonder, then, that diplomatic efforts are beginning to focus on the end game in this crisis. A major conference involving the coalition countries and the Arab League is to be held in London. The Italians already talking about an exit route for Colonel Gaddafi himself. And Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is casting himself in the role of a mediator to attempt to bring about a ceasefire.